This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, the answer here in Tampa, Florida, my Moss studio, two great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet, streaming online, and via the Westwood One satellite. And by the way, tomorrow's news tonight is what you'll hear here. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now, all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders. To our first responders who are out there, our EMTs, our firefighters, as well as our 911 dispatchers, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping us all free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Whatever it is you're doing, especially up there in the snow areas, make sure that you get prepared for what's coming your way, especially across the middle Atlantic states, Mideast, Northeast, upper Midwest. Oh, boy. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Well, joining us right off the bat, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have on the line my professor emeritus that's calling in from Indiana. Let's see here. Is this Abdul the Snowman in Lafayette, Indiana?
But we're not supposed to get snow. We're supposed to get rain tonight.
Yeah, but you're going to get...
We'll see.
Yeah, you may get freezing rain, too, but go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, I don't want to be Dan the Downer, but the agreement with China... It's not going to be prescribed by law. It's not going to have to go through the House. It's not going to have to go through the Senate. This is like a gentleman's agreement put on paper.
Right.
Basically, it's worth the paper it's written on.
Right.
Everything that the Chinese agreed to, they've agreed to in the past. You know, we're kind of, agriculture-wise, we're kind of back where we started before the trade war.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Chinese love anything Boeing, but right now, Boeing can't give a plane away if it has 737 painted on it.
That's correct.
And the financial service thing is, we've had that promises now for 25 years, that they're going to let American insurance companies in, they're going to let American banks in, and we've never seen the light of day.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you might see a spurt at the beginning when this thing takes hold, if it takes hold, and that's not going to be for another 2 years.
All right, well, since you're the economist, let me ask you real quick. How about the USMCA? What do you think about that?
I like it, but one of the problems with that, what you're going to see with the Chinese deal, if the Chinese deal works, we're at full employment now.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we going to get these workers to make more auto parts here in this country?
I think we both know where.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's going to come south of the border.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think it's overall it's a good deal, especially as it pertains to certain, like I said before, e-commerce. That wasn't part of NAFTA because e-commerce wasn't heard of back in the late 80s, early 90s. So that makes a big difference. That's billions and billions of dollars of potential business for American companies here in the States. But the Chinese thing, this is phase one. I think this is going to get a lot of press, a lot of ink. But a lot of the economists I know on this Chinese deal are kind of underwhelmed by it.
Okay.
Because it just throws in the lap of the U.S. trade representative.
All right. Well, Dan, go ahead, wrap it up because I'm going to let you go.
Okay. I'm just saying that U.S. trade representative is going to be the arbiter. If they don't live up to it, he can put tariffs back on.
Okay.
Tariffs are a blunt interest. Right. And if that happens, then the Chinese, according to this agreement, can just back off and walk away.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, my friend, and we'll talk about that. But we got other things to talk about, too. But thanks a lot, Dan. Appreciate it. All right. And you heard what he said, Denise. Any comment?
Well, I happen to have a pretty long interview about the very thing, the China agreement. And what's particularly interesting, we need to understand that with the World Trade Organization, the United States has sued China 8 times over violations, and the World Trade Organization has sided with the United States on those violations. Now, there is virtually no trigger mechanism to throw somebody out, expel them from the World Trade Organization. There's not even a consequence. So, having some kind of watchdog with a consequence on all things China is going to be the biggest part of the task because of their history.
Now, I want to mention real quick here, the GAO, which is an independent government watchdog, or an independent watchdog of the government, has come out and said that the White House violated law by freezing Ukrainian aid. Well, actually, they didn't, because they got money, aid before and after, by the end of the deadline, by the deadline that was set. So there was nothing there. And Alan Dershowitz last night, who I think is probably one of the smartest people on the planet when it comes to legality and whatnot. And I don't understand why he's not a Supreme Court justice as smart as he is. But anyway, he came out and he said that the GAO got everything exactly backwards of the way they should have thought about it.
I didn't hear his argument, but GAO is not an independent agency. It's part of the legislative branch. And what they do is they provide auditing, evaluation, and essentially investigative services, okay? They're an opinion. And legislators, when they propose legislation or they ask for financial consequence of some legislative activity, it is measured through the GAO. They use the GAO when it helps their argument, and then they slam the GAO when it doesn't. So it's an opinion piece. We don't even know what law they're referring to either.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. We're Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And by the way, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. Beautiful day in the neighborhood down here. Rotten weather in the upper Midwest, and headed to the East Coast. Big time snow, freezing rain in the mix, depending on where you're at. Rain in some areas, but there you go. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our good friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, if you trot on over to my website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, you'll see a logo link on the right side for the USCCA red, white, and blue logo link. If you click on that link, you will be able to sign up for the free Gun A Day giveaway. But here's the deal this month for the rest of the month. If you win that gun, whatever the Gun A Day giveaway is, you will wind up with a year's worth of ammunition free along with it. So you'll not only get the gun, you get the ammunition that comes along with it free for one whole year. Now, when you get done doing that, then take a look at the three levels of membership, because membership has its privileges and its advantages. There's three different levels. Become a member, and by doing that, you'll wind up getting $474 worth of free stuff, including a lot of great gear from the USCCA to help you out, as well as some training materials. There'll be some videos there and whatnot for you, as well as some books to look at. Now, keep in mind the USCCA also trains shooters. They have firearms instructors, and a lot of the instructors at some of these gun ranges are members of the USCCA, and they are certified to do what they're doing. So check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, click on the USCCA logo, sign up for the free Gun A Day giveaway along with the year's worth of ammunition, and don't forget to check out becoming a member as well. Membership has its advantages. Alrighty, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ilhan Omar, not only has she now got four credible challengers running against her, all a lot better qualified than she was to begin with, or even is now, but there are three agencies investigating her. Number one, the FBI. Number two, ICE. And number three, the Department of Education. You take it from there.
Well, yeah, she's got quite the sheet going on here, because apparently there are at least 8 instances of perjury, immigration fraud, marriage fraud, state and federal tax fraud, 2 years of federal student loan fraud, and bigamy. So the Department of Education is looking into whether her 2009 marriage to a British citizen was to facilitate a federal student loan fraud or other fraud involving higher education. So this is actually coming from the genesis of this is coming from the Minnesota Star. And there's a couple of people up there who have been investigating her for quite some time,
mm-hmm.
and they have sent their investigations or keep their investigations as much as they can in the Minnesota Star Tribune News. So we shall see where this goes and how long this investigation will take. But my sense is that at least some of these will stick. We don't know which ones,
mm-hmm.
but it seems to mostly deal around immigration.
Right.
And that's a big, big no-no.
And the reason we know about a lot of this is because Judicial Watch and Tom Fitton was the one that got the, under the Freedom of Information Act, got some of the information, correct?
Well, the investigation started with these people up there in Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
these two investigative reporters, and came to the attention of Judicial Watch. Mm-hmm. And I think Judicial Watch, under FOIA, was able to get some documents that the reporters couldn't or didn't get. So, I think they did play certainly a part in it.
Now, folks, I'm talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. You can go to her website, FoundersCode.com, for more information. Find out more about her that way. I found something very amazing yesterday. The Transportation Safety Administration, TSA, reported that during the entire 2019 year, they confiscated a record 4,432 guns. That was a new record for them, taken at airports. Some of the guns were loaded.
Okay.
What are the people thinking when they go to an airport with a loaded gun? They think they're going to get on a plane like that? Apparently. I mean, it just isn't going to happen. I mean, you can carry a gun on a plane, but it has to be, I believe, down in a baggage compartment, does it not? You have to report it and all that?
It depends. I was on a plane several years ago, and it was on carry-on, but it goes through all of the security checks to make sure one that obviously is not loaded, and that there are proper locks and blah 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 on the weapon and on the bags, such that it's not any different than a can of Coke. I mean, it's meaningless. So, in fact, the entire plane. I think I was the only female. The entire plane was a whole group of men that were going hunting, and they all had their various weapons with them.
By the way, we got some good news from Mexico yesterday. We were talking about another caravan that was ramping itself up to come this way, and all of a sudden the news comes from Mexico that hundreds of mostly Honduran migrants have been blocked by the Mexican military from entering into the United States.
Correct. Mexico has declared that they will stop it from entering the United States. In the meantime, we have a couple of progressive groups. I think one is Democracy Now that is suing the Trump administration. I think you and I talked about yesterday or the day before where, we are actually moving, we are paying and facilitating the transfer of many of these people that are in Mexico, out of Mexico, into Guatemala.
Right.
So, the Trump administration is being sued over that one, too.
Now, remember we talked about this big gun rally that was going to happen on Monday in Richmond?
Sure.
A judge yesterday upheld the weapons ban put in by the governor of Virginia to where this one area, Freedom Square, that had been exempt will now be, in fact, a gun-free zone, at least for this rally that's coming up, because the governor said he's afraid that violence will erupt.
Yeah, well, I heard that. I read it.
And they're threatening to take it to an appeals court, so I don't know if they're going to do that or not.
Well, they could, I suppose. They'd have to go through an emergency thing in order to have it fit a timeline.
Hmm. Now, one other little thing here before I move on. The FBI, in a change of policy, because Florida had some problems here with elections, and the FBI was aware of it, and they wouldn't tell Governor Rick Scott what the problem was, and he couldn't report. But the FBI now, in a change of policy, is going to be telling the states of their local election breaches and where they need to do whatever they need to do to make corrections and fixes along the way. That's a good thing.
Correct. And the fact that we had two particular counties that were in the breach during the last election cycle, where Governor DeSantis and several of the Congress people from Florida were advised of this, were not told where this happened. They're still fighting that, and they want to know where. That still seems to be some kind of a secret.
Huh. Okay. I know you're feeling better now because, you know, James Bond's producer said that there'll be no female James Bond.
Don't care.
Well, for the rest of the world, they do, but there you go. And it is what it is. By the way, a very interesting report from the Department of Homeland Security about sanctuary cities and the policies that actually help and encourage law and order breakdowns.
Well, now what the Department of Homeland Security is doing in coordination with the Department of Justice is we are issuing subpoenas to authority/decision-making personnel in these sanctuary cities that are not cooperating, in particular cases where there is essentially a hold on whomever for whatever reason, especially when it comes to really nasty, egregious crimes. And then there, from there, there could be they'll fall through on an investigation, and from there, there could be even an arrest.
All righty. Well, we will talk to you on the weekend show, so you have yourself a great day today, and stay low.
Yes, sir. You too.
All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and we'll be talking to her on the weekend show. So don't forget, it's all about we the people here on this program. And I am the captain. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And we certainly enjoy the fact that we're able to talk to you 6 days a week, Monday through Friday from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. And then Saturdays from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. Eastern Time, live and recorded around the country.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump on Twitter says he looks forward to hosting the LSU National Champions at the White House as the team heads to D.C. The impeachment trial in the Senate scheduled to start Tuesday after the Martin Luther King holiday Monday. And the very latest now on Michael Flynn, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
A federal judge postponed sentencing for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn after he moved to withdraw his guilty plea for charges of lying to the FBI. Flynn pled guilty 2 years ago to lying to federal investigators about his contacts with the Russian ambassador to the United States. The sentencing has been pushed back to February 27th.
In USA News for Your Health, a new report from the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta finds binge drinkers drinking more than ever, with an average 529 beers, cocktails, or shots a year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our next Veterans and Military News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. With two locations to better serve you. One in Concord, Mass., outside Boston. The other one in Clearwater, Florida, here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. To find out more about them, check out the website NAA.edu. Now, here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, give the National Aviation Academy a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one of their two facilities. Ask to take the tour, whichever one's closest to you, the one in Concord, Massachusetts, or the one in Clearwater, Florida. Ask to take the tour, 800-659-2080. Well, in our military and veterans news, we're going to start out with the information that came out late last night. About 10:30 last night, and that was that 11 U.S. service members were injured in the attack last week, the missile the firings by Iran at the two Iraqi bases that housed American troops. Now, the statement goes as such. Out of an abundance of caution, service members were transported from Al Asad Air Base, Iraq, to Landstuhl Regional Medical Center in Germany for follow-on screening. And when deemed fit for duty, the service members were expected to return to Iraq following the screening. Now, there were eight members of the military that went to Germany. Three others were treated locally in Iraq at a medical center there. And they are back on duty again. And it's a standard procedure that all personnel in the vicinity of a bomb blast are created, or are screened, rather, for traumatic brain injury. And if deemed appropriate, they're transported to a higher level of care. Now, as I said, eight individuals were transported to Landstuhl. They're expected to be sent back home in another week or so. And three have already been released. They were transported to Camp Arajan, which is another base with a MASH unit on it. And they were treated over there and released. Now, if you've never been exposed to a blast or explosion, what happens is usually the loud noise will affect some people with a ringing in their ears. They lose their hearing temporarily, or they get a ringing in their ears that stays with them for a little while. And it eventually goes away. But the other thing that happens is if it's a flash blast and you've seen it, your eyes will have like spots in them. You'll see spots in your eyes for a while, kind of like somebody's shining a 100 lights at you, that sort of thing. And the other aspect, of course, is a concussion. You might have a concussion because people obviously were knocked down by the concussion blast itself, and that alone could have created some other problems. But thank goodness, nobody seriously hurt. That's bad enough, but everything will be fine. And we were not told that until 10:30 last night. That's when we first found out about it. Now, the Army has identified the Green Beret who died this week in a military freefall training event. He was a 36-year-old team sergeant from 3rd Special Forces Group, died in a freefall jump. These guys, they try to, especially the ones in competition, they try to get in all the extra jump time they can to get in to make sure that they're on the ball and sharp and this, that, and the other and all that, and it just didn't work out for this individual. Now, harder decisions will be coming on future budget requests following the fiscal 2021 budget, which is expected to roll out February the 10th with Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy talking about that. Also, the Navy, the mortar round that was found in a vehicle at the gate at the Pearl Harbor military base, shutting down the base for hours and leading three people to be taken into custody. Well, those three people were released because, come to find out, they found the mortar round and they were bringing it back to the base instead of calling military ordnance and having them come to pick it up where they were at. Now, that's got them in a little bit of trouble, I suppose, but we'll see. And as families wait for the Navy aircraft carrier USS Abraham Lincoln to arrive at its new California home port after nearly 10 months at sea, the Chief of Naval Operations simply says, "This is sometimes how it goes." He's offered no apologies over the fact that the aircraft carrier was kept out a few extra months because of situations that were going on. Now, a lot of you probably don't remember these names, but during the Pensacola incident, Marine Gunnery Sergeant Ryan Mazel and Staff Sergeant Samuel Mullins weren't carrying any weapons, but they heard the gunfire from inside the building on their Florida base last month, and without weapons, they still ran inside, planning to confront the shooter. Well, they got in there, and the shooter had already been taken down. They came close, but he'd already been taken down by the deputy sheriffs that had responded. And they started right away treating some of the wounded that were there. So that's a good thing that they were there for that. So those two gentlemen are going to be recognized as heroes for doing what they did. By the way, the Navy and the Pentagon has a top secret classified briefing and a secret classified video about an infamous UFO incident that happened several years ago with a U.S. Navy aircraft. Because it's classified, we won't really know much about that, but showing that out there for the paranormal crowd, if you will. And officers at an Air National Guard base in New Hampshire announced that the Air Force will conduct a study, amid concerns about exposure to carcinogens there at that base. Now, the Marine Corps has said there's nothing off the table for Navy integration as the Marine Corps preps for a China face-off, according to the Commandant. A more powerful, more flexible, and lighter Marine Corps, one capable of deploying on any Navy ship and directly facing off against China, is the one the Marine Commandant has in mind for the next fight. We'll see how that goes. Now, here's something that really doesn't make a lot of sense, because I didn't think they could do this. But another National Guardsman in Maine, John D. Patry, a letter carrier from Auburn, Maine, was denied reemployment with the U.S. Postal Service in 2016 following the conclusion of his military service. They refused to take him back, and I did not think they could legally do that. I still don't think they can legally do that. So we'll see what happens in the days and weeks to come there. I'm going to keep my eye on that little project. By the way, the U.S. Space Force is not a joke. It's not a joke. I saw some of their information over the weekend. Now, the creation of the Space Force may not have made a big impression to begin with, but they're going to be something to be concerned with, because space is something that we need to really be watching right now because of the satellite, the technologies that are there, the installations that are being put in the sky, if you will, the platforms or the lasers, and we're hearing about these giant nails that are up there that are going to point at the Earth and just let them loose and whatnot. I mean, this is really going to get serious real quick. So everybody's taking a look at things as we move along. By the way, good morning to Mary, and good morning to Brooke. Good morning to Amanda. Good morning to Major Mac. Good morning to Maria in Germany. Good morning to Jim. And good morning to Stelcy. How about that? Good morning to Jillian. Good morning to B. And good morning to Lewis, all chiming in today on the Facebook page. All right, I'll be right back with more. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is coming back right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, give them the number, please.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah. And before I get started with Chris Markowski from the Watchdog on Wall Street, this portion of the program is brought to you by my good friends down there at Only Eyes Optical in Sarasota. And, of course, the people that are down here from the north and all around the country that are visiting, taking a little winter vacation down here, keep in mind if your eyeglasses break, if you need a pair of eyeglasses, if you're active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, if you want some personal attention without all the hype when it comes to your eyes, then check out Only Eyes Optical and Boutique at 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Now, you can give them a call. Schedule an appointment, because they have an optometrist there, at 941-444-7984. And Diana Reason, the licensed optician, will take care of all your eyeglass needs and meet or beat any advertised price you have with you. If you got an ad for one of those buy one, get one, or buy one, so many percentage off and all that stuff, take it to Diane. Let her take a look at it and see what she can do. She tells me she's going to meet it or beat it. So it doesn't get any more easier than that, now does it? So, Only Eyes Optical, again, located at 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-444-7984, or stop by and check them out. only Eyes Optical, Sarasota. All right, I'll be right back with, here we go, right back. We're going over here to Chris Markowski. And Mr. Chris, beautiful day yesterday for the economy. Everything's looking pretty good. The president signed, or the Senate passed the U.S. MCA. The president's going to sign that. And then he signed this initial trade deal with China. There are some hesitations about that, but at least it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, I most certainly think it's a step in the right direction. Without a doubt, I think the some of the things in the USMCA will be beneficial. I don't think it's going to drive the GDP through the roof. But again, I talked about it yesterday, and I'll talk about it this weekend on my show, is that, Ross Perot was right. Everybody kind of like made fun of him when he was making fun of NAFTA and talked about that sucking sound coming and jobs leaving and whatnot. And it didn't work out well. I mean, the grand push for globalism just hasn't worked. I'm much more of a local guy. I really am. And we've seen communities around America gutted based upon this grand idea that we should allow our nation's manufacturing base and other businesses up and move anywhere and anywhere to countries that, you know, quite honestly don't have the same rules, the same standards that we have. And, we've seen what's happening. Hopefully we can pull back from that.
Yeah. And, folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Well, the Standard & Poor's yesterday cracked 3,300 on some very strong bank earnings and retail data. And I guess the bank earnings has to do with the tax breaks, the tax changes that took place that allowed the banks to show some more profit.
There were some tax laws that helped the banks, but that's not the end all be all. They had other areas of their businesses that did well also. I talk about this here, looking at indices and judging that and, high-fiving one another. When markets go through the roof, I write this, my financial independence top 20. When markets go through the roof, I get very, very nervous. I'm obviously, my job is to be cautious and to worry. But when things have been going up the way they do, I do get nervous. And what I do to handle my worry is to take profits. Say, for example, Apple, which has done extraordinarily well over the past year. You know, last year, a year ago, I was selling Apple, but I was also buying it too. If you have a stock or a portion of your portfolio that has done very well and it's gotten almost oversized in your portfolio because it's done well, you need to trim it down. You need to take profits. There are companies out there that haven't done as well that are fundamentally sound, that pay dividends, where you rotate assets from your winners into those other companies that haven't done as well to get some balance. And you do that, there's nothing wrong. You never get poor taking profits. And you go ahead and you do that. You don't have to sell the entire position, but you need to be cautious.
Mm. And I'm talking, folks, to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Check him out at watchdogonwallstreet.com. Just for the heck of it, Chris, you like baseball, right?
Sure.
The New York Mets, the manager who hasn't even managed a game, Carlos Beltran, was let go yesterday because of this stealing signs, cheating scandal that's floating around.
Yeah, I don't know what else is going to come out in regards to this. The one that I'm hearing right now is that some of the players were actually wearing devices that actually buzzed and helped to tell them what pitch was coming next. There's no evidence of that, but again, there was no evidence of a lot of the stuff when it first came out, and then evidence did come out. I don't know how far his involvement was with this, but I guess the Mets wanted to take a step forward with not having someone managing the team where the questions were going to be revolved around cheating rather than the play on the field. I'm a Yankee fan, but I can tell you something, the Mets got a very good team right now. They got some fantastic pitchers over there, and they want to take a shot at trying to make the playoffs, and I think they want to focus just on baseball rather than the manager.
Well, Joe Girardi's available, isn't he?
No, he took the job down in Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. Well, then let's see. We'll have to find somebody else because I remember when Yogi went from the Yankees to the Mets. Remember that?
Yeah, then Steinbrenner kicked Yogi off, and it took him years before he finally came back. to Yankee Stadium, but he finally made up.
Right. Yep, he was a bench coach for Joe Torre for quite a while. How's the situation going right now with the Atlanta Fed? Because, you know, they're the ones that always seem to overemphasize some stuff, and they just came out and slashed the fourth quarter GDP estimate to below 2%.
I don't know what that's. I mean, it probably has. They're looking into the issues with Boeing. Is probably a part of that. I'm not sure. You know, like I said, my concern is with GDP is you know, very little. I'm taking a look at the overall economy and the type of growth that we're seeing. Profits are doing well, and of course, unemployment's my biggest concern. And the jobs numbers are just stellar out there. They really are. It's actually becoming a bit of a problem because companies are having a difficult time finding workers.
And I had somebody else again tell me that gold is still doing its thing. You know, according to fund managers, they're still advising people that, you know, put some gold in your portfolio. I've always been, you know, just wondered and thought about that. Now, I've got some silver. I got that from years ago, but that's the extent to which I went.
You want to put some commodities out. Like I said, I'm not a big just gold or just so I, you know, you put commodities in your portfolio, use them as a hedge. I tend to look at baskets of commodities, not just one or the other when I do that. And again, it's a portion, it's not a lot. You know, the thing about commodities and the thing about gold and silver is they don't pay you to own them. They don't pay you a dividend. You know, I can own a company that can, you know, do well, and even if the stock, if the market does poorly, and the company backs off because of the market, I'm still getting that dividend check, and that's what I like.
Now, we are at full employment, correct?
Yeah, I'd say so, that's for sure.
Yeah, we've got jobs that the employers can't find people to fill them right now, correct?
Yep.
We going to bring anybody in from, say, south of the border?
Well, we were always bringing in new workers. That immigration has stopped coming into the United States, legal immigration. It's still the case. So people are still coming into the country. And I have no problem with legal immigration. It's the illegal stuff that people take issue with in our system and handling it.
Well, the Mexican military just stepped in and blocked several hundred Guatemalans to keep them from coming to the United States. So they did their thing finally, or whatever.
Yeah, well, I there was an issue with that with the Supreme Court, if I'm not mistaken. They're looking into that now and how the rules with Guatemala, I guess it was an asylum rule that Trump put out there that the ACLU is battling right now, and I don't know the nuances of that.
Well, they are.
Yeah. I have, you know, listen, we have to decide at some point in time that we're going to get control of the border and figure out who's coming in and why.
All righty. Well, to be continued Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend. Stay low, and I'll talk to you then.
You got it.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Catch his show all across the country on the weekend at various times and various markets. And I'll be right back with more on a Captain's America Third Watch as we stroll across the overnight radio airwaves. Coming up next, Frank Salvato. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.